Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 da. I was meant to fly. Oh, 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 oh. I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
Oh.
Living off what people say and giving all the power to the things that were only gonna bring me to my knees. I saw people turn their backs and leave me. And on that very day, I started believing that in the mirror was the only friend that I would ever need.
Disorders and Strokes website, which I'll provide this information also on the blog. Rett syndrome affects 1 in every 10,000 to 15,000 female births. Although Rett syndrome is a genetic disorder, it affects the X chromosome, but is not inherited. Individuals with Rett syndrome often exhibit autism-like behavior in the early stages, and based on the information that I've read about Rett syndrome, the milestones, in my opinion, are very, it's a cross between Down syndrome and autism, which you can read more information about that on the blog, and I also will provide some links later in the show. My guest today, Amy Sanchez, is a songwriter and singer who have used her voice to help spread awareness for Rett syndrome, recording a song in 2006 called Silent Angels, which I'll play also later in the show. Amy currently works for a company called College Life Experience. And let me go ahead and welcome my guest to the show. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Yvonne. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. Before we get into the awareness and the advocacy efforts that you've done so far, can you give us a brief history of your music career?
Absolutely. Speaking of genes, I do have some musical genes in my family, and I was exposed to music and theater at a very young age, so I was involved in plays, and studied musical theater in high school at a magnet school here in Miami, Florida, and continued in college to study music and acting and dance. And today I'm writing music, performing music, collaborating with many musicians, producers, other writers, doing voiceovers, and I'm just so happy to, have that dream coming true in my life and sharing it with others. So, yeah, it's been in my life for as long as I can remember.
Wow. And you've accomplished a lot with, you've been in various contests.
Yes, I was in a contest with a local radio station here called Y100.
Uh-huh.
And a few years back, they had a festival every year for artists, for singer-songwriters and bands called the Wingding. And they did a contest one year called the Big Break. And and we competed for a demo deal with Emilio Estefan, who's a producer, Gloria Estefan's husband. And I competed, and, you know, we sang on the radio. It was many weeks of the competition. This was before American Idol started.
Wow.
And I eventually got to the final round and did a live performance at the Wing Ding and ultimately won the contest. So I was really thankful for that, because that opened a lot of doors.
Yeah. You've also had some songs placed on, is it NBC or ABC?
It's called My Network TV.
Okay.
It's a new network, and they have several shows, like in the telenovela format, you know, 5 days a week. And I've placed songs on there, original songs, on the soundtracks of the shows. So that's been really exciting to hear that on there.
So how did you get involved with Rett syndrome awareness?
Yeah, well, I had never heard of Rett before my introduction to Barry Reinhart. He's the former CEO of IRSA, the International Rett Syndrome Association, which is now the International Rett Syndrome Foundation. A mutual friend introduced us, and later Barry contacted me to write a theme song for their 2006-2007 awareness campaign. And Barry was really instrumental in motivating me to get involved with the Rett Syndrome Foundation, because I quickly learned, you know, how many lives Rett Syndrome affects.
Yeah.
As you said before, you know, 1 out of 10 to 15,000 female births is diagnosed, and yet so many people don't understand or even know what it is. So
right.
I became, you know, deeply moved and immediately wanted to be a voice for the cause.
Wow. The song, you have a song that you've done for awareness, which we mentioned, Silent Angels. Where else have you contributed awareness towards Rett syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
What other areas?
Let me mention this first. During the CD release party for my first record of original songs, I dedicated a portion of the event to Rett syndrome awareness.
Okay.
So in addition to performing Silent Angels, I invited Barry Reinhart to speak to the audience about his Rett syndrome campaign. And since that night, Silent Angels, you know, means so much to me, because it has touched so many families worldwide who have, you know, emailed me telling me they've found comfort in the song's message and shared their family stories with me. And as a result of these families sharing their stories with me, it has inspired me to write a children's book that's now developing into a series about girls affected with Rett syndrome.
Wow.
So my goal is ultimately to have the series published and donate, you know, the sale proceeds to IRSA and toward research for a cure. I'm also planning some fundraising events in the South Florida area over the next few months. We have stroll-a-thons, we have concerts, and possibly an auction. So I'm very excited about that.
Wow. And I know that the song affects or touches people that have kids with autism and other special needs too, because I know it touched me when I came across the song on MySpace, and I really love the song. It's a really great song, and I really thank you for doing the song, even although it's for awareness for Rett syndrome, but it affects other parents too. And other
Absolutely.
People with other special needs as well. And
yes.
You currently work for a company called College Life Experience. What do you do for this organization?
Well, I am now the admissions coordinator for a College Living Experience, also known as CLE, in Davie, Florida. We have 5 other site locations across the U.S. in Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, Monterey, California, and Washington, D.C. So as the admissions coordinator, I interview prospective students and families looking to, you know, possibly enroll in our program. and conduct specialized tours of the CLE Center, the apartments, and surrounding campuses. And I also help spread the word about CLE services and provide information about transitioning from high school to college and other post-secondary settings.
Now, what is the mission for CLE?
Our mission is to foster independence by providing academic, independent living, and social skills support in a supportive and encouraging environment for post-secondary students with varying exceptionalities. CLE is the intermediary, you know, the liaison, the support system for students with special needs who, if left on their own, would most likely struggle with many obstacles they'd encounter in their academic and social lives. So we're here to help students navigate these roadblocks and with ease, you know, and lend a helping hand in learning how to advocate for themselves. So
now,
our philosophy, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Your philosophy.
Our philosophy at CLE is that, you know, a successful college or technical career prepares one for a successful career in life, and we believe every person deserves that experience.
Correct. How does the program work?
As I mentioned, CLE makes it possible for students to achieve their dreams. So how it works or how it's structured is that CLE is a residential program that helps students while they attend one of several colleges, universities, or technical vocational schools, most often within walking distance to the center. And we offer a team approach of intensive academic, independent living skills, and social skills support, such as one-on-one tutoring, household maintenance and organization, meal preparation and planning, financial, you know, helping students learn how to budget their money. We have a mentor program, group counseling, and weekly social activities. So that's, you know, the services that we provide for students, so that, you know, they come out, you know, self-sufficient and well-balanced.
Right. How can parents get more information about the program?
They can visit our website at www.experienceCLE.com, or they can call 1-800-486-5058 to request information or arrange a visit to any of our site locations.
Okay, and I'll also provide that information on the blog as well.
Okay, great.
How have this experience been for you, working with CLE and the awareness efforts that you do for Rett syndrome?
Right. Well, every student, or I should say every individual is unique, and therefore, I believe each student or individual has something special to offer. So at CLE, it's been extremely rewarding for me to witness each student's growth, you know, every step of the way. And most importantly, there's nothing in the world more rewarding than being able to assist another person to achieve their dreams,
yes,
especially when they never expected to. So I enjoy seeing them progress from day one until they're ready to transition out of CLE and into the real world. So every day is challenging, yet so inspiring and motivating.
Would you say it has changed? How would you say it's changed you in a positive way?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely it's increased my faith in humanity. It's made me believe more things are possible than what I previously thought. It's overall it's made me become a more positive person because I realize with the right approach, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I can give you an example. You know, we have students who enter the program in Davie desperately wanting to make friends, but they're scared that no one will like them or that they won't be compatible with others. But in a very short time, you know, I've seen many of our students successfully make friends, and in some instances so many friends that they're forced to turn down social outing invitations in order to finish, you know, their college work. So
right.
in other cases, students who enter the program have difficulty in social interactions and setting boundaries that they're easily taken advantage of, you know, to the point of even giving away their money. So for those students, the most important lesson learned while at CLE was learning how to say no. So, you know, witnessing these life-altering experiences has really put things in perspective for me. You know, we each have our mountains to climb, and often all we need is a little help, you know, so we can make it to the top.
Right, and I commend you for what you're doing for CLE and for Rett Syndrome, for getting involved, because you could just, you know, it shows a lot, tells me a lot about you, because you can easily just strictly focus on your music. But giving back is really important, and I really thank you for everything that you're doing. As I mentioned earlier, you wrote a song, a theme song for Rett Syndrome Awareness for the International Rett Syndrome Association, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did you get involved with the recording the song for the campaign? I think
right.
You kind of mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, but I can kind of tell you, you know, how I started the song or what got me, you know, motivated to actually write it.
Okay.
So, like, as I previously mentioned, you know, I met Barry Reinhart through a mutual friend, and to better understand the emotional and personal aspects of Rett, I started reading a lot of blogs, you know, online written by parents, and I was given that viewpoint, which really inspired me to write the song in the parents' perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Parents and friends and loved ones are the voices, you know, for these children who silently really say so much and need to be heard. So I wrote the song, just a few hours, and, you know, lended an intimate and I think realistic point of view so listeners can understand and hopefully be motivated to get involved in Rett Awareness.
Wow. Well, I want to go ahead and play the song.
Okay.
Here's Silent Angels by Amy Sanchez.
Her coffee's turned cold in her hand as the candle burns low. Says, dream on, the sweet baby girl. The angels are here. Sitting back, she can see through the pain. A dark catches her eye. One by one, they light up the sky. It
Credit also a very good friend of mine and a musician that I highly respect, and that's Lee Levin, who resides here also in South Florida, and he helped collaborate with me on that track, you know, in terms of the music.
Okay.
And that's actually his niece at the end laughing with her friends, and so they were very excited to help out. I wanted to, you know, ultimately at the end give the children, you know, a voice at the end, and
yeah,
I just
that was
happy
beautiful.
To have that.
Great job, well done. What is the song currently being used for?
Well, it was originally released on a DVD in the fall of 2006. It was sent out in starter kits for fundraising events through IRSA. Such as galas, auctions, kind of like the events that I'm putting together myself. And these were events that took place all around the world to help spread awareness. Silent Angels was the background song for a slideshow of girls affected by Rett, and there was also a live performance on the DVD. And both of these, the performance and the slideshow, are going to be actually posted on my website in the next couple of weeks, so people will be able to see it. I'm, you know, back in contact with the foundation to utilize the song again for other efforts that they're doing. So I'm talking to the board of directors now, and we're planning some projects because the song just has a, you know, a strong message, and they want to continue using it. So I'm very happy about that.
Congratulations. How can people find out more information about you, previous projects, and upcoming projects?
Well, I have my personal website, which is www.amysanchez.com. My name is spelled a little differently, as you'll see on your website. It's AYMESanchez.com. Or you can visit me on myspace.com/AmySanchezMusic. Both of the sites contain event calendars, blogs, song clips, and also visitors can join a mailing list.
Okay. What do you want people to understand about Rett syndrome?
Well, I think one of the most incredible things that's happened since my involvement with the Rett Syndrome Foundation in 2006 is an incredible leap in science and progress made toward a possible cure. For example, shortly after my involvement with the foundation, they discovered the symptoms can be reversed in a genetic mouse model. As you mentioned earlier, you know, Rett syndrome is a severe childhood neurological disorder that is the most physically disabling of the autism spectrum disorders. You know, caused by mutations in the gene MECP2, Rett affects primarily girls, striking, you know, at random in early childhood, and destroying speech, normal movement, and functional hand use. So this restoration of fully functional MECP2 over a four-week period, you know, eradicated tremors and normalized breathing, mobility, and gait in mice that had previously been fully symptomatic, and in some cases only days away from death. So this reversal of the neurological defects is really surprising, because the cause of the symptoms occurred early in development and they were expected to be permanent. So I think that these findings are really encouraging for those
persons. I think it'll probably help other disabilities too.
Oh my gosh, Yvonne, I would hope so.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
It sounds like the speech and the different things that affect Rett syndrome. I keep saying Retts. Rett syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Children are the same. Like I said earlier, the milestones are very parallel to both Down syndrome and autism.
Absolutely.
As far as the cognitive skills, the low muscle tone.
Right.
And the impaired speech, such as that affects autism too.
Yes.
So maybe the research, and also they're doing a lot of research for Down syndrome and autism too, and maybe, you know, they can kind of all help each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I pray for that, and, you know, again, I think these findings are extremely encouraging. They give us hope, you know, that these symptoms could not only just be, you know, halted from progressing, but the course of the disorder itself, I mean, being reversed, I mean, that's just incredible to me. So, it's very exciting. So that's probably what I would, you know, want people to understand about Rett syndrome now, is just, you know, how many advances have been made that could also, like you said, you know, be carried over into the spectrum. So I think it's, you know, important to pass the message along, create awareness, and hope. So, and for more information, too, you know, regarding Rett syndrome and articles about these advances, listeners can go to www.rettsyndrome.org and, you know, read about it there.
Amy, thank you so much. I thank you for everything that that you're doing for the special needs community, all the advocacy work, what you're doing for CLE. And it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And I wish you much success with your advocacy efforts and events coming up, and also your music career.
Oh, thank you so much, Yvonne. I really appreciate being on your show, and I'll be in touch. I'll hopefully be in touch soon, letting you know about other exciting things going on. So thank you again for the opportunity.
No problem. Amy Sanchez, thank you for joining us. For more information about the International Rett Syndrome Association, visit www.rettsyndrome.org. That's rettsyndrome.org. And for more information about the college living experience, visit www.experiencecle.com. And also, for more information about Amy Sanchez, visit www.aymesanchez.com. I would like to thank the listeners for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show on HYH Radio. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think, visit www.hyhradio.com. Be blessed. Be a blessing to others, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no. over hills and mountains, over lakes and valleys. I was meant to fly.